Sisters and brothers, from today's gospel, we see these words of Jesus that still echo in our world today. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart. And you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Dear sisters and brothers, we are invited to spread these same words of comfort to our brothers and sisters, showing them the same hospitality and warm comfort we receive from Jesus Christ Himself. In fact, little gestures of care can have a profound impact in the life of those facing hardship. Simple acts of charity can save lives, restore dignity, and allow hope to flourish again in the heart of the oppressed and the needy. In the person of our neighbor overwhelmed with all kinds of misery, we can see the face of Jesus, reminding each one of us to care about humanity and the dignity of a person created in God's image. Let us pray today, dear sisters and brothers, so that we may develop a compassionate and charitable heart that cares for the abandoned and bring back smiles on the faces of the depressed. This leads me to share with you some of our experiences in our mission stations to see how charity can save lives and generosity can bring smiles on the faces of people. So dear sisters and brothers, my name is Father Jimmy. I'm originally from Cameroon and I'm missionary in Zambia. I belong to the Order of the Congregation of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, also known as Mission CICM, and I came over to share with you about our missionary experiences all over the world. I just arrived in the United States 3 weeks ago, so I'm getting to enjoy the place, a very nice place to be, and I would like us to pray for our missionaries all over the world, and to pray for each other as well. So, what is specific about us, Mission CICM? We dedicate our lives in proclaiming the gospel of Jesus in words and actions. We focus our attention mostly in the remote corners of Africa, Asia, Latin America, and the Caribbean, serving the poorest of the poor. We do this work with a lot of joy, but we also face difficulties or challenges. In many locations where we serve, we do celebrate Mass outside in the open or under a tree because people are too poor to afford building a chapel. We are constantly anxious about the rain, the heat, and the wind that often disturb our holy Mass. There is no access to clean water in the villages we serve. People are forced to walk for many hours every day to look for water. And most of the time, muddy water is the only option they can find, leading to disease spread that end up killing many people. The poverty is so dear that many families can afford only one meal a day if they are very lucky. Hunger and lack of food leave many children malnourished and sick, leading to a high rate of child mortality. In many places of our ministry, there is no school close by. In some places, schools are located 6 to 10 miles away. Even in places where there is a school, many parents are too poor to pay for their kids to go to school. As a result, many kids who are out of school become targets of gangs and human traffickers. Allow me therefore, dear sisters and brothers, to share with you a unique experience of our newly opened mission station that we started in Mako, that is in Senegal, in West Africa. The mission station is called Holy Martyrs of Uganda. We have a team of 3 missionaries working there. They have been celebrating Mass outside in the open. Despite that, the community of faith has been growing strong, and people are dedicated and happy to have found Jesus Christ in their lives. However, the situation that our missionaries find there is so alarming and desperate. There are many underage pregnancy and underage marriages. Why? Because due to lack of education, due to lack of school in that area, it has been sadly accepted in the mentality of the culture that girls are meant to be given to marriage regardless of their age. They don't see the value of sending young girls to school. In fact, if a family can afford to send a kid to school, the priority will be given to boys because, again, girls are to be given to an early marriage. Even before being given to marriage, girls' daily chores consist of making several trips a day, several miles under the heat to look for water for the entire family. For that reason, they think that sending a girl to school will be difficult for the family to have water, while parents are busy with their farming activities. Dear sisters and brothers, facing this reality, what our missionaries have been trying to do is to educate people to understand that just like boys, girls too can go to school and do well and finish and find a job that will help the entire family. With a good education, they can freely decide to get married as adults and form a family that will benefit from the income salaries of both husband and wife. It is true that poverty is a factor on why those girls are not able to get an education. To solve that issue, our missionaries have initiated a scholarship program. $150 a year will cover all the expenses of tuition, transportation, uniform for one girl to attend school. $150 a year. Now, since looking for water for their family every day is one of the reasons why girls are not able to have an education, our missionaries have initiated clean water projects in those villages to give people clean water from where they live instead of walking miles every day. Therefore, there will be no more excuse not to send girls to school. And the estimated total cost of one clean water system is $15,000. Dear sisters and brothers, the situation in Senegal is just an example among many similar realities we are facing in the majority of our mission stations around the world. To conclude my sharing, may I now invite you to take a look around you and check the flyers I have placed in your pews so that I share something with you. These flyers, for those who have them close to you. So from these flyers, you see on the first page, you have the name of our order, Mission Heart CICM is up here, or Congregation of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. That's the name of our order all over the world. Down here, you have the location here in the United States. You have the phone number, and you have the website. If you open the page, you have a QR code. I invite you, when possible, to scan it, to scan this QR code, so that you learn more much about us, about our mission all over the world. So we are an order which spirituality is bringing the gospel where Jesus is not known or lived. Meaning to say, we really go in the far corners of the world, we go in the peripheries to preach the gospel, and we start everything from scratch. This is the reason why we keep in touch with these people who are the poorest among the poor. So here you have like a summary of our programs and projects all over the world. We don't only bring the gospel, we also make sure that we bring relief to these poor people. This is the reason why we have four priorities right now. The first one, which is a feeding program, as I just explained, for these children who are malnourished. The second one is about water system. We try to build boreholes where we go so that people can have access to clean water. The fourth one is about education, most especially for these young girls who don't have this opportunity to go to school. And the last one, of course, is about building chapels so that people can serve and worship God in dignity. In my case, in my parish, we have like the main center, as I was explaining to brother here, the seminarian, and to the pastor. We have like the main center, very simple church, very simple chapel. But aside from that, we have 14 outstations to serve. And to reach to the nearest outstation, we need to drive at least 3 hours on the rough road. Not like very nice roads that we have here. That's why I said I was amazed when I arrived here only three weeks ago. And I see that everything is very nice. So for us, reaching the nearest outstation, we need to drive at least 3 hours on a very rough road, muddy road. And when you reach there, there's no chapel. So you celebrate Mass in the open. So for those who may have time, you may approach the pastor for the mic. I gave him some of our pictures and videos, and so that he keeps in touch with our realities. But we do this with a lot of joy. We like it. That's our mission. And we seek your prayers, we seek your generosity and support so that we may continue preaching this good news to the people. So, dear sisters and brothers, I really invite you to scan the QR code so that you learn more much about us. This is just a summary, but when you go into our website, you will learn more about us and see what we do all over the world. So with your prayers and generosity, I humbly ask you to consider sharing your blessings by supporting our missionaries in Senegal and other corners of the world as we serve God's people by proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ in words and actions that save lives and souls. So there will be a second collection during this Mass today to support our missions, and we count on your generosity to help us continue Jesus' mission around the world. Please make your check payable to this parish. Make your check payable to this parish. On the memo line, you may write Mission Appeal. You write Mission Appeal, or you can write MCP, which stands for Mission Cooperative Plan. When you donate to the second collection today, the parish will send all donations to the diocese, and the diocese will send a check to Mission Her CICM, our religious order.